and ruler of Athens, is very soon to marry his beloved Hippolyta, queen of the Amazons. While he waits impatiently, an angry father comes to visit him, who wants his daughter to be disciplined. She won't marry who she's been told to. The daughter, her lover, her spurned fiancé, and the girl who dotes on him, all flee to the wood outside Athens. There, that night, their troubles are intensified, then resolved by Oberon, king of the fairies, who has his own problems. His queen, Titania, won't do as she's told. Vengefully, Oberon magics her into falling in love with Bottom. This is a play in which, out of tangled and thorny wrangles, there comes order, both natural and ceremonious. Men and women, fools and heroes, asses and fairies, art and nature, all marry in a play of moonlight and shadow. Love is one Midsummer Night's Dream that can, with a blessing, wake and find itself true in the morning.